Two boys survive a horror jet boat crash, the surge in West Aussie adults living with their parents, and the new report into the origin of COVID-19. It's Monday, 27th of February.
The West Live with El Giorgio and Ben O'Shea.
G'day, El. How are you?
Good morning, Ben. Very well. How are you going?
Yeah, happy Monday. We were both at Moulin Rouge last night. Pretty spectacular, wasn't it?
That set, as I walked in, just the different levels of it, the way the heart, just kept going back. It was like an optical illusion. It was unbelievable.
And what do you reckon, about 60 songs or something like that would have got a mention in that musical?
It was such a good blend of the actual songs from the musical and then all the pop culture references and like the Adele songs.
Yeah, everything. A lot of current stuff too, right?
It was so good. And just like you said, so clever.
Yeah, let's check it out. That's our recommendation. And now tell me about this fire in Shenton Park that started yesterday.
So the details are still sort of coming in on this one. But yeah, it started about 4:30, 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And it looks like it went up pretty quick. Our cameras got there fast. Some good pics of, you know, flames really taking hold in bushland, very close to the dog refuge on Lemnos Street there in Shenton Park. Not quite sure what sparked it yet, but it did shut down quite a few roads in that Shenton Park, Mount Claremont sort of border area because the smoke is just so thick.
Yeah, people would have been looking at in that area, trying to figure out what the heck was going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, look,
DFS,
they're still there today too, mopping up, so it's not over yet.
And a Nissan patrol rolled over last night there's some teenagers injured in the crash.
Yeah, look, only minor injuries and they are lucky considering if you see the state of the car, it is totally smashed. Like the windshield is just like a crumpled glassy mess. But police are saying the 19-year-old boy behind the wheel of this car was drunk.
Oh, no.
In excess of 0.08, so pretty high range there. And he was arrested and charged pretty quickly.
Yeah,
and,
gosh.
Just doing silly things on a sporting field, apparently, in a car.
Lucky they walked away from it.
Yeah.
Dearie me. And it's not just cars that are flipping. A jet boat was involved in a terrifying accident. I was watching the footage of this morning. My goodness.
It is crazy. I don't know how those guys, the worst injury one of them got was a broken nose.
Wow.
Which is quite something if you see that vision of it just spiraling through the air and smashing into the wall.
Yeah, so and it's interesting because it's not the first crash that's happened at the West Coast Jet Boat Sprint Club in the past month or so, right? I believe there's been a couple more.
There have, in Perth as well. It's I think there's been four in the past few months in WA.
Sort of an occupational hazard if you're involved in that sport. The boats go so fast and they're so light. All it takes is a little bit of a breeze and up they go. I remember seeing it on TV every now and then. It was one of those weird sports that you turn on the TV on a Saturday afternoon when in between the footy season and these jet boats were going around this tiny kind of, and the course seems like it's just a puddle.
Yeah, it looks almost fake, like those fake boats, like those toy boats you see at, like in Central Park or something.
They
that
go
the kids
so
are
fast. Oh, my God. And so how old is your little boy, Elle?
He'll be two in May.
Two. So that's pretty young. Can you ever imagine him moving out of home? still too early,
I can't right now, but yeah, I hope he moves out before he's 30.
Because my daughter's 11 and it's still, you know, very much in that sweet spot where you can never imagine them moving out. It just seems so far away. But more than 100,000 WA adults are still living at the hotel of mum and dad, according to a new study, with the numbers of those who've not left home jumping by a third in just a decade because of growing cost of living pressures. So among the stay-at-home adults, as per this study, this is interesting, so 37,000 West Aussies aged 30 plus are still living at home and nearly 20,000 aged 40 plus.
It's crazy.
It's very weird.
It is.
And so they're called the boomerang generation, those who've maybe been living out of home and then have ended up back with their baby boomer parents. And now some people see it as this, you know, sort of failure to launch as a bit of an issue. Maybe they just haven't got their life in order. But a lot of it is actually being fueled by this economic practicalities of cost of living, as I mentioned, a rental crisis. The vacancy is currently below 1%. As well as that, you've got interest rates going up, the cost of a deposit and house costs costs to buy a home is getting increasingly expensive for first home buyers as well. And the other thing that I didn't really consider is back in the day, you know, like you could walk into your career at sort of 16 years old, you know, 16 to 21, away you go, you go into your job and you start earning pretty early on. Mm. These days, with increased education, you might find that you're not really starting your career until maybe, who knows, 26, 27.
Well, yeah, you could be a decade behind that old standard. It's true.
Yeah, yeah, wow. And so there you go. So if our kids are still living at home at 40, I don't know.
Listen, I don't want to be too harsh about it because I'm about to be the 37,001 person to be added to that list. We're about to move back into my parents' house, so I know exactly how that feels.
I know, right? I know. It's just a reality for so many Western Australian families. And for a lot of parents, they actually like it, I think.
Look, I hope mine do. It's only for a few months. But
we'll keep us posted on that one. And now, talking about bold plans, WA is part of this Australian-wide initiative to lure UK workers down under because we're desperate for workers here in Australia. How's it going so far?
Oh, look, Paul Papalia, the police minister, thinks it's going pretty well. He told us that he was walking down Whitehall in London and he went up to two coppers standing on the street who were on duty. And he said, "What do you think? Would you come to WA?" And apparently one of them said, "I've already heard about this campaign. I've already applied. I want to come."
Wow.
True story, according to him.
According to Paps.
So,
Paps wouldn't lie.
Yeah, PPAPs wouldn't lie, I don't think. So it's going well.
And why wouldn't it, right? Like, you know, there's a lot of issues in the UK at the moment. You've got the war in Ukraine just around the corner. Post-Brexit, I think that's changed things for a lot of younger people in particular. And there's an energy crisis over there. Lots of stuff going on. They would look at, and the weather. It's the middle of winter. How good is the timing, right?
Oh, I think it's going to line up pretty nicely for, and it's not just cops, it's teachers, nurses, all sorts of different industries who they're trying to pull over here. I don't think it's going to be difficult. Why would it be? Living here.
The only difficult thing is, where are they going to live?
Yeah, true. There's not many rentals, as we know.
We have to put them out in that COVID camp.
There's space there.
Yeah, space.
Good idea.
That'd be lovely. And now, an updated and classified 2021 US Energy Department study has just been leaked. It's been provided to the White House and senior American lawmakers, and the Wall Street Journal got a hold of it. And it concluded that the virus which drove the COVID-19 pandemic, remember COVID-19? Most likely emerged from a laboratory in Wuhan as a leak and not part of a weapons program. And what makes this interesting, so this has come from the Energy Department, and you might wonder, you know, what have they got to do with anything? But they oversee a network of 17 US labs, including some that are in charge of advanced biology. So they specialize in this sort of thing. And their investigation from afar, because of course Chinese authorities weren't so open about letting international investigators in. And so they think that it's leaked from a lab in Wuhan, although they say that their conclusion, they don't have a high degree of confidence. The exact phrase they use is low confidence, but it's similar to what the FBI found. And now there's a number of US agencies that have all concluded that it's come from a lab and it wasn't from sort of people to animal transmission in a wet market or something like that, because that was one of the early things. And you might be thinking, you know, like, what is the point at this stage to kind of dig up all of this old ground?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Let's move on.
Well, that's the thing, right? And I think the only reason there's value in it is because you kind of want to know how it started, because the pandemic killed 7 million people, according to the World Health Organization.
Unbelievable.
You want to make sure that the next one doesn't happen.
Exactly.
And so that's the reason why the debate is happening. Mm. The big one, though, is going to be what the CIA concludes. But whether or not we ever hear about that remains to be seen. Have you been following this tragic migrant issue in Italy over the weekend? At least 59 people, including an infant, children and several women, have died after a wooden boat carrying them from Turkey to Italy to what they were hoping was a new safe life broke apart on rocks off the coast of Calabria. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni blamed human traffickers, and the stats around illegal immigration into Italy is really quite shocking, Elle. So records show that this year alone, nearly 12,000 people have arrived in Italy by sea, which is just a staggering number. But that's nothing compared to how many people have died trying to make that central Mediterranean crossing. Since 2014, they estimate more than 20,000 people have died.
Oh, it's so many.
It's just
such a high death
toll. So sad.
Mm. Sport.
Are you much of a soccer fan?
Oh, a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I don't follow it that closely myself, but I know it's a big deal that Manchester United have won a bit of silverware. So one of the world's biggest clubs, the Red Devils, everybody knows them, but they haven't won a major trophy for 6 years.
Yeah, wow, it's been that long.
It's been that long. And when you consider how much money they're probably spending on their player roster, it'd be tens of millions, hundreds of millions of Australian dollars, certainly. Well, they finally won something called the English Football League Cup, which I've got to be honest, I've never heard of it before. The EFL Cup. Like, it's not the FA Cup, it's not the Premier League Cup, it's not the UEFA Cup, it's not the Champions League trophy.
Sounds like one of those letters is wrong.
Yeah, I know.
EFL.
The EFL. So, but it is a real thing. I can assure you it is a real thing. My understanding is it's maybe the top three flights of the English Soccer Association competition, the Football League. They play against each other. And Manchester United has come up trumps. They've beaten Newcastle United 2-0. And so there was a header from Casemiro in the first half, and then an own goal from Newcastle's Sven Botman. And so that was kind of the end of the story. And then Newcastle, who were the better team in the second half, just couldn't get past goalkeeper David De Gea. And so do you know how long it's been since Newcastle has won a major trophy?
How long?
68 years.
Oh, so it would have been better for them to win. Tough.
The Wild West.
And now, long-distance relationships are tough, right? We all know that. But a Chinese tech company may have the answer. So a Chinese contraption with warm, moving silicon lips appears to be the solution. Now, this company has invented a device which they call the Remote Kiss, and they've advertised it as a way to let long-distance couples share real physical intimacy. So basically, you kind of plug this thing into your phone and then you kiss it, and then it will transmit your kiss. It'll pick it up using these touch sensors and actuators, and then it'll transmit it to your partner's phone, who has the same device, and then they will kiss it, and it will deliver your kiss exactly as you did it, including with the noises that you make, which is actually quite horrifying.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to just turn this around and show you a picture of it to get your reaction, Elle. Yeah, can you see that?
It is so disturbing. Like, I think it's amazing how far technology's come and how
look at it plugged
the
into
AI the- advancements. But that is not okay.
It is really not okay, right? So it's Chinese social media users have responded. They're not really on board. They've called it vulgar and creepy. And some people have even voiced concerns that it could fall into the hands of minors.
Well,
like, not FIFO workers.
Yeah.
although they'd
have use for it.
Maybe they could probably use it. No, children. I don't know. It wouldn't be so bad if kids got it. They could probably benefit from it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you remember back to your high school days, I'm pretty sure any poor high school girl that kissed a 15-year-old boy for the first time probably found it an unsatisfying experience. Maybe
bit
they
of practice.
Could, maybe they
like,
could benefit from the remote kiss.
We've just come out of the pandemic. Are we really going to be kissing these things on our phones? Filthy.
It is really quite bizarre. Elle, thanks for joining us in the studio today. And that's your news from the West Australian for Monday, 27th of February. Don't forget to subscribe to the West Live on your favourite podcast player. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ben. Bye.
You've been listening to the West Live with Elle Georgiou and Ben O'Shea.
Tonight,
live television is back.
On Australian Idol, Meghan Trainor performs her smash hit, Made You Look, and the live verdict. Who will go? Australian Idol, tonight, 7:30 on 7 and 7+.